שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי רבש כרך ב' בעמוד
We are reading from the writings of Rabash. You can, as always, we're reading from Rabash, what is a letter that is set on the earth and its top reaches heaven in the work. As always, you can ask questions on Kabda.tv. Relevant questions may be aired. Article from Rabash. Yes, we are together going through this big transformation that is now happening all over the world. And we understand what is actually happening, or some of us understand it more, some of us less, but we are facing the Creator's plan, and we see how, for the first time in history, the Creator relates to the whole of humanity, none excluded. And by this action, which you can call the coronavirus, or doesn't matter how you call it, he is organizing the whole human population, all of humanity, as a single group, and prepares them for changes towards connection, so that they all know me from the greatest to the littlest. As it says, my house shall be a house of prayer for all nations, that everyone will have a mutual desire, a mutual connection. And we're in this process together, and we learn how the process has to take place, how it needs to happen to us, and how we need to adapt ourselves to it. How do we adapt our life and develop a new approach to life, a new attitude to life, that if we now still approach life in an individualistic, egoistic way, then in a new way, we will gradually move to a more global, collective, inclusive approach where there's no difference between man and man, man and his friend. Of course, everyone will feel through his own vessels, but everyone will feel that. Today, we also feel the world we're living in through this egoistic attitude to life. In the new world, we'll feel it differently. The main thing is that everyone will feel what exists in his friend, in the others, and then our whole perception of the world will completely change from corporeal to spiritual, to an eternal world of wholeness. Things we cannot digest yet, but we're right at the precipice. And so let's think more about the new world, about the new reality that needs to open up in our new mutual, unbounded connection. And so we'll be the pioneers, the first ones to enter the new reality, the enlightened world. I'm certain that this is what we're facing. The upper providence wants us to reach that, to unlock the opening and enter the new world and usher in the whole of humanity to a whole new existence. We'll talk about it more, but it's all very close, very near. we just have to try to feel this inclination all day and night. And if we do this together, we will be drawn together and after us, the whole of humanity, to the purpose of life, the purpose of creation, the upper force. Let's approach the article and see that we are indeed facing the latter.
The writings of Rabash, volume 2, what is a ladder set on the earth, and its top reaches heaven in the work. The Zohar says, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth. What is a ladder? It's a degree upon which all other degrees depend, meaning the nukva, the female, who is the gate to all the degrees. See there, and it says, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Those are the appointees of all the nations who are ascending and descending on this ladder. And when Israel sin, the ladder is lowered down, and those appointees ascend. And when Israel improve their actions, the ladder rises, and all the appointees come down, and their governance is cancelled. Everything depends on this ladder. And we should understand all the above in the work. One, what does everything depend on the ladder? That if Israel sin, the ladder is lowered down. And when Israel improve their actions, the ladder ascends. Two, what does it mean when it says that the ladder ascends or descends? What does this teach us in the work? It is known that man should try to achieve the degree of dvikut with the Creator, which is equivalence of form. And when a person is rewarded with dvikut with the Creator, see in the essay, Matan Torah, now we can understand the merit of one who has been rewarded with cleaving unto him once more. It means that he has been rewarded with equivalence of form with the Creator by inverting the will to receive imprinted in him through the power in Torah and Mitzvot, commandments. This was the very thing that separated him from his essence and turned into a will to bestow. It follows that one is just like the organ that was once cut off from the body and has been reunited with the body. It knows the thoughts of the rest of the body once again, just as it did prior to the separation from the body. The soul is like that too. After it has acquired equivalence with him, it knows its thoughts once more, as it knew prior to the separation from him.
We can imagine it as a state where we were once connected, and then what was circulating between us in this single body, body meaning desires, thoughts, etc., that would be the life of Adam HaRishon. What was missing there in that kind of life is the recognition of the Creator. The knowledge of the Creator, yes, but not the recognition of the Creator. It's like a baby knows that he has a mother, but who is she? What is she? It does not know. Does not attain it. And so when we go through the shattering done by the Creator and then go back, we take with us from the shattering like the vessels from Egypt. We take with us all the broken vessels, and then when we unite, we connect these broken vessels, and then that soul, meaning that light that we had to begin with, grows 620 times more. And then we attain the Creator, we raise ourselves to his degree. Let's continue.
We continue. The soul is like that too. After it has acquired equivalence with him, it knows his thoughts once more, as it knew prior to the separation from him. Then the verse, "Know the God of your father," comes true in him, as then one is rewarded with the complete knowledge, which is godly knowledge. Also, one is rewarded with all the secrets of the Torah, as his thoughts are the secrets of the Torah. And in order for a person to be able to achieve equivalence of form, and since this is a very difficult matter because it is against the nature that the Creator created, as we learned that in order for the creatures to enjoy the delight and pleasure that he wants to give them, which was the reason for the creation of the world, since he desires to do good to his creations, and without desire and yearning, a person cannot enjoy. Therefore, the core of creation which he created, existence from absence, is the will to receive for oneself. This is in oppositeness of form from the Creator, whose desires to bestow upon the creatures. For this reason, the correction was tzimtzum, a restriction and concealment, where a person must first believe in the Creator, and then we can speak of working for the sake of the Creator and not for one's own sake. There are many measures in the work of faith. As he writes in the introduction to the study of Ten Sfirot, there is a partial faith and there is complete faith. Hence, man's main work in order to be able to annul himself and accept the burden of the kingdom of heaven depends on the extent to which he appreciates the greatness of the Creator. As it is written in the Zohar, that the fear should be primarily because he is great and ruling. This means that a person should observe Torah and Mitzvot in order to serve a great king. Hence, man's primary work is to work to be rewarded with complete faith. For only then, if one knows he has a great king, the body will annul before him and he will have great pleasure in serving a great king. In the Zohar, this work is regarded as a person having to do the holy work in order to raise the Shekhinah divinity from the dust. It is written in the Slichot, prayers for forgiveness, "I remember God and I weep when I see every city built on its foundation, and the city of God lowered to the netherworld." The city of God is the kingdom of heaven and is in utter lowliness among the creatures. Naturally, it is lowly. How is it possible to work for a lowly king? But if the king is a great king, there is a desire according to the importance and greatness of the king. So there are people who want to serve him. There are people who want to serve him and annul their self-benefit in order to benefit the king. Now we can understand that man's work is primarily to achieve faith that he has great king. And this is regarded as the Shekhinah being in Gadlut, greatness, adulthood. It follows that man's work is to raise the Shekhinah from the dust. Then all his actions can be in order to bestow. If a person does not work in Torah Mitzvot in order to raise the Shekhinah from the dust, and the kingdom of heaven is as important as dust, the Sitra Acha, the other side, can control the quality of Israel, and they force a person to work for a foolish old king and not for the king of all kings. It follows that man's primary work is on the intention and the purpose. What a person wants to gain from engaging in Torah and Mitzvot. The answer to this is that a person's main work with evil inclination, which comes from the control of the Sitra Acha, is lack of faith in the greatness of the Creator. In the words of the Zohar, this is called to raise the Shechina from the dust. As our sages said, Habakkuk came and established them on one. A righteous shall live by his faith. In the words of the Zohar, faith is called Malchut. And Malchut is called fear. And this is, as our sages said, what does the Lord your God ask of you? Only to fear him. This means that a person must know that in order to advance in the work of the Creator, does not need anything other than fear, which is called faith. This is, as our sages said, any person in whom there is fear of heaven, his words are heard.
In other words, the sensation of the Creator is called faith. To the extent that we feel Him, to that extent, we can fulfill His will. Yes.
Literally speaking, it is difficult to understand. After all, there are many righteous in Israel. Why did he not reform them? After all, he who has fear of heaven, his words are heard. But in the work, we should interpret that the words were said about an individual with respect to himself. When he sees that everything he tells his body, it does not want to obey him. And he does everything he can, but he cannot overcome the body. Then our sages say, tell him that what he needs in order to be able to take control of the body is only one thing, fear of heaven. For only when he has fear of heaven, his words will be regarded by his body. And according to the above, we should interpret the words of the Zohar, where we asked, what is the meaning of the words, what is a ladder? It is a degree upon which all other degrees depend. Meaning the Nukva, female, who is the gate to all the degrees. The answer is that a ladder, which is Nukva, refers to the kingdom of heaven, which is called faith and fear of heaven. That is, all the degrees with which a person can be rewarded depend only on the ladder. As she is the gate to all the degrees. In other words, everything depends on the faith one has. That is, there is a difference between one who has only partial faith or complete faith. It follows that everything depends on the latter, meaning the kingdom of heaven, which is the whole basis of Kedusha. And the gates will open. The gates to all degrees. This is the meaning of what he says about the verse, and behold, angels of God ascending and descending on it. And those are the appointees of all the nations who are ascending and descending on this ladder. And when Israel sin, the ladder is lowered down and those appointees ascend. This means that if Malchut, who is the Holy Shekhinah, is lowered because of the sins, and sins means that they work only for their own sake and not for the sake of the Creator, then each separation at the root of his soul. In other words, where they should have created unification through work in Torah and Mitzvot, they cause separation. That is, all those appointees of the nations of the world, whose wish is only to receive for themselves, they ascend in importance, and this is why they govern, for the important one rules. Therefore, when the people of Israel engage in bestowal, they cause an awakening from below, that the Kedusha will be revealed, that is, Malchut, in the sense that she wants to be united with the Creator, will ascend, and the Sitra Acha, which is reception for oneself, will naturally descend from prominence. This is called, all the appointees come down and the governance is cancelled. Everything depends on this ladder. This means that everything depends on the greatness of the faith, which is called ladder. And this is why he says, when Israel sin, the ladder is lowered. It means that they cause the Shekhinah to be lowered, which is regarded as the ladder being lowered down. And the Sitra Acha, the klipot, the shells, ascend in importance. This means that everything pertaining to self-love ascends in importance, and everything pertaining to the benefit of the Creator, a person feels as a taste of loneliness and unpleasantness. And he cannot do anything that pertains to the benefit of the Creator. This is regarded as the ladder being lowered. And when they improve their actions, the ladder ascends. That is, through an awakening from below, they cause the rising of the Shekhinah from the dust, and all the appointees descend. That is, all the thoughts, desires, and actions pertaining to the Sitra Acha, meaning everything that has to do with self-reception, seems to him as lowly and loathsome and despicable to engage in such matters which pertain to self-reception. According to the above, it follows that the ladder is like scales. If one pan goes up, the other pan comes down. For this reason, if there are good deeds, meaning that they engage in a manner that the actions will rise up to the Creator, this is regarded as the ladder ascending, meaning that to him, the kingdom of heaven is in ascent. At that time, the other pan, which belongs to self-reception, namely the opposite of Kedusha, descends. That is, the appointees of the nations of the world descend. In other words, they descend from the value of being worthwhile to work for. This is considered the quality of Israel in a person controls them, meaning the thoughts and desires of the nations of the world, which are regarded as self-reception. At that time, all of a person's concerns are how to bring contentment to the Creator. And when thoughts of self-reception come to him, the governance of faith, which is the latter, promptly cancels them. Therefore, all of man's work is to aim what he does so that it will yield faith, to believe in the greatness of the Creator. From this, he will achieve the goal as it is the gate to all the degrees that a person wants to achieve. It is written in the Zohar, in the Idra Zuta, as the actions that the lower ones do, so it happens below, for better or force. These are its words. The Einaim of the Zalpin are providence of reward and punishment. At times he is revealed and at times he is concealed. Since when the lower ones improve their actions, they are rewarded with attaining his providence, meaning that his providence is in the form of good and doing good. And he is awake and will not slumber or sleep. And if they worsen their actions, providence is connected, is concealed, and they say, the Lord will not see, and the God of Jacob will not understand. This is regarded as sleep, as in their God is asleep. This is so because when they worsen their actions, they make the left line prevail over the right, and then the eyes are concealed from them, and they say, the Lord will not see. Hence, they do not keep themselves from them, and they are unafraid to sin. And this is the meaning of what he says. They are asleep and not asleep. To the wicked, they are asleep. To the righteous, they are not asleep. We see that his guidance is in a state of rest from the perspective of the Upper One. As it is written, is it not from the mouth of the Most High that good and bad come? Thus everything depends on the work of the lower ones. This is why it says, as the work that the lower ones do, so it appears below, for better or for worse. This means that a mitzvah induces another mitzvah. That is, if they improve their actions, meaning if the lower ones do good deeds, meaning that their intention is to benefit the Creator, this is certainly considered a mitzvah and includes another mitzvah. Namely, they feel that the Creator bestows upon them only good. This is called open providence. In other words, they see that the light and pleasure they are receiving from the Creator. And then everyone stands and praises the Creator. But the lower one worsened their actions, meaning that each one is concerned only with doing things that yield self-benefit. But then a transgression induces a transgression. In other words, they say that providence is not in the form of good and doing good, and feel only the concealment of the face. And they say that the Creator does not hear prayer, since they asked him many times and were not answered. Therefore, they say, the Lord will not see, and the God of Jacob will not understand. Since the transgression they committed before, meaning wanting to do everything in order to receive for themselves, this causes a concealment of the face. But one says to oneself, I see that I have already prayed many prayers that the Creator will give us the desire to bestow, meaning that we ask the Creator to give us a desire to want to do everything in order to bestow. So we are not asking that the Creator will help us so we can work for our own sake, but rather that we can work for the sake of the Creator. So why is He not answering our prayer? Thus, how can we say that He hears the prayer of every mouth? However, we must believe above reason the Creator does hear the prayer of every mouth. And within reason, if a person wants to understand the order of the work, he must say that from above he has been notified what is for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake. That is, he was given from above the feeling of what is not for his own sake. And when a person feels this, that he should leave nothing for himself, he sees he cannot do this, since as long as a person does not know what is not for his own sake, he asks the Creator to help so that he will be able to work for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake. But when he receives from above the feeling of what it means to do everything only for the Creator, the person does not want the Creator to give him this power, and he resists with all his might. Therefore, when a person begins to ask the Creator to give him the power to overcome the will to receive, a person still does not have the full power of resistance of the body, since he still does not know what is entirely for the Creator. Therefore, when his prayer is answered from above, what is the answer? The answer comes from above in that they show him so he will know what he is asking, as though there is no deceit here, so he will later be able to say, I did not know what I was asking. For this reason, a person must know that the Creator does hear the prayer, and the reason he sees that now he is worse than before, he prayed for the answer to overcome the will to receive. This is the answer from above to his prayer. Therefore, one should not say that his prayer is not heard. Rather, one should say that the answer that comes from above is not what one understands, but what they understand above concerning what is for his best to know. In other words, a person must know how far he is from bestowal, and that all the organs of the body object to this. The person is asking of the Creator for something that there is not one element in the body that will agree to the request that he's making of the Creator. And at that time, a person sees something new that he did not know before he began to ask of the Creator to be given strength to overcome the body. So he will be able to do things only for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake. This new awareness that the person attains is that he sees that the body does not agree to such a prayer to cancel the will to receive for himself. Thus, the question is, why does a person sometimes want to cancel the will to receive for himself? That is, many times he sees that when he asks the Creator to give him vessels of bestowal, the whole body resists and his prayer is only lip service, meaning only empty words. Yet he sees that there are times when he can pray wholeheartedly. And the answer is that this is already the answer to the prayer, meaning that the Creator gave him the strength to pray for this with all his heart. Therefore, a person must be hopeful that the Creator will bring him closer.
However, it's not just having passive hope. It's that we can rush the times and the Creator's response to us by becoming more and more unified in the group. Questions. We have Italy 4. Ita 4.
Good day, Rav.
Dall'importanza che una persona dà al lavoro, giusto?
So, Rav, we have a problem with the translation from Italian. If Michael can ask in English.
Yes. So, the descent or the ascent of the letters, is he regarding, is he according to the importance of the matter itself?
Thanks.
So rising and descending up the ladder, does it not depend on the person himself? It depends on the ascent depends on how much the person prepares himself correctly. The descent depends on the Creator. If a person needs that, he receives a descent for the sake of ascent. Focus group.
We have two questions from the internet. From Ilya, from Peter. If faith is the feeling of the Creator, how should we raise that feeling above reason?
Ask it again and ask it in a more clearer, in a clearer way.
If faith is the feeling of the Creator, how to reach that above reason? Raise it.
By trying to feel the friends the way you feel yourself. Tel Aviv 1.
Questions about the shattering?
No.
The shattering?
Yeah.
Yes.
What was shattered? The will to receive or the quality of bestow? That concept of the will to receive is not clear.
What was shattered is the connection of Adam HaRishon between all of the desires of Adam HaRishon. They were all connected in a natural way from above. And that natural connection is what was broken. And people began to move apart from each other and feel oneself in a way that they are not related to each other. If you go today as well to all sorts of societies that are not so developed, we call it primitive, you'll see that they feel each other. They live in clans, in big families of sorts, and so on. If you go to see modern families, then you see everyone has an individualistic great desire from different from each other. The kids live their family early, and so the will to receive is much bigger. And when they cross a certain kind of threshold or reach a certain peak, then they begin to see that they can realize that the correction of the world is on top of the ego they have achieved. And then they begin corrections.
Adam HaRishon, did he have a corporeal existence, corporeal perception? From what point the will to receive acquired corporeal perception?
The will to receive takes on a corporeal perception due to the shattering, meaning the shattering between the pieces of which it is comprised.
You said there were people before the shattering felt close to one another.
It's because you get confused between bodies and the internality.
That's what I'm asking. From what point did the corporeal world was created?
The corporeal world is what appears in us, and we perceive reality. When we perceive reality in our desires that are connected, that are not connected in a single source. The moment we connect our desires in a single source, we begin to see a single reality. Nothing changes in reality itself. Reality doesn't exist except in our perception. Moscow 7.
Rabash writes,
человек утверждать, что не слышит Творец его молитв, а обязан сказать,
That's why a person cannot say that the creator doesn't hear his prayer. Rather, he must say that the prayer comes from above. But not the answer that a person is expecting, but rather what the creator needs to give him. How can you feel that the answer is really the best answer from the perspective of the creator?
You have to try to discover him, and then to that extent, you will discover that we receive the response from the Creator. That's it. Hebrew 10.
It's written in the end that the new knowledge that is revealed to a person is that he cannot pray for the annulment of his own will. It's just talk, lip service. The question is, the work should always be in resistance, and if not, it's not real.
If there's no resistance, that is not called work, first of all. Secondly, our work is not where we think. Our work is only in connection, because whatever happens, only connection gives us an answer to all the questions and all the obstacles. Only connection. This is the problem, that we are always in this deviation, that we think there are disturbances, but disturbances are only with regards to the connection between us. If I'm always aimed at the connection between us, then by this increasing connection, I always solve the problems and difficulties, etc. That's how it happens. I don't see more questions from the world besides Petach Tikva. So, okay. PT 31.
It says only when he has fear of heaven, his words are heard by the body. What does that mean?
Because then he hears the answer from the Creator, how to advance, what to do, how to do it. He receives everything from above. We don't have anything. We don't begin to feel by ourselves. We are given an understanding, a feeling, to the extent that we want to be more connected. The whole problem is connection. Adam Rishon needs to be one body. That's it. PT number 6. PT 6.
Hello, Rav. It says when he has thoughts of self-reception, immediately with the control of faith, which is the latter, he cancels them. The question is, what should we do when thoughts of self-love come to him?
Typically, when such thoughts already appear, a person doesn't really control himself, but he still is able to enter the group mechanically. What happens to us on the way is that we fall spiritually, but we stay connected to the friends through connections of this world. And then by tightening the connections we have in this world, you try to connect to the friends until you start hearing from them what the Creator wants to tell you. And then you grow stronger and you achieve a connection that is not just corporeal that you had during the descent, but also spiritual.
PT 19. Rav Shalom.
Hello. Question. The feeling of the Creator comes through the connection. Is the feeling of the friends, to some extent, the feeling of the Creator?
Yeah, there's no difference between the friends and the Creator. The friends is just how the Creator presents himself to us in a way that we can hold on to him to some extent. And we call it this world, the friends, etc. But there's really no such thing. It's just, it's all wrong. However, that stays for us to have some grip, some initial connection. And that's why we have this world. But the truth is, it's all spiritual. It's all spirituality. We just have to relate to it correctly. Latin America 4. Latin 4.
Good
morning, Raf.
Está frente a usted en este momento, que es todo este clima mundial.
Y si sube... Letter that the text describes is what's before us today, the whole world play, and ascending or ascending is the connection with it. Is this so?
Yes, you're saying it correctly. Very good. Today we are already moving from an individual personal perception to a global perception of the world. And we need to understand that what we have today in the global perception of the world is the initial degree of perceiving the Creator. And therefore, we have to relate to the whole world in a way that this is where I begin. And above that begins the spiritual perception that I want to see everyone connected to a single body. And we should certainly pay attention more and more to perception of reality. Also, what we've learned in perception of reality and maybe we can even review this a bit more in the next lesson. That's important to us. How do we change our perception of reality from our egoistic, earthly perception, understanding why we perceive the world this way, and why from here we have to begin rising up the ladder and not from some other form of perception? Where we exist in a very unique state, unparalleled, unprecedented, the process of the last generation begins to take shape. And we are those with whom the Creator is doing this whole path, guiding us, accompanying us, like in the Exodus from Egypt. So we have to try to be more sensitive. And following the Creator means being in each and every step more connected between us as one man in one heart, more and more. Holland 1.
Hello, Raf. Good morning. What is the difference between partial faith and complete faith? So, what am I doing when I'm in partial faith, and what am I doing when I'm in, in full, complete faith? I don't understand the difference, Raf. Can you explain, please?
Nu nagita yom.
Well, let's say today you're ready to wake up in the morning, you're ready to do everything, but you have some time for yourself where you have to do things, and then you detach from thinking about the Creator and the goal of creation, and that is called partial faith. That the Creator is not doing everything and ruling everything. And you, in order to connect with him, you have to determine in all your moments in life that you are connected to Him. This is partial faith. And complete faith is that you have no moment in life wherein you're not under His rule, and you want this rule and rulership, and you can connect it to it with heart and soul. BBUK. Good morning, Rav. I cannot enjoy the connection with the group since I don't feel them. But I have to enjoy. My will to receive says enjoy. What am I enjoying here?
If you're not connected to the group, you'll have nothing with which to reveal the Creator. Period. How to connect? I don't know. You need to open up these things, you need to discover them, you need to try through everything the Creator has given you. You have to connect to the friends, because only in the connection with them you will develop a sense for the feeling of the Creator. Good luck. Succeed. Hebrew 10.
Shalom Rav. אז באמת כמו שתיארת לחבר מצ'ילה את כל המצב החדש הזה.
Hello Rav, so like you described to the friend from Chile this whole new state. So from the congresses until now, many new things appear, which kind of brings a new pleasure. With all the hardship, there's this kind of a pleasure in it. And how can we use it as a fuel? And like he writes in the article, that we won't take it as self-benefit. So it will only be for his benefit.
Repeat the question shortly, please.
How to use the pleasure we get as fuel and not take it for self-benefit?
Depends on the size or the level of faith. And why are you working? What are you working for? It all depends on the preparation. If you have restriction, screen, reflected light, then you turn your will to receive, your force of reception, to restriction. You don't want to receive, and then there even to a screen that you want to use your will to receive, even in order to bestow, according to the level in which you can use the will to receive in order to bestow. You have reflected light, and then you bestow. This is our work. It all depends on the greatness of the Creator, and the greatness of the Creator depends on the greatness of the group. It cannot be any other way. If your group is great in your eyes, the Creator should also be equally great, or not. Otherwise, no. You can check it like that.
The pleasure comes exactly from that, from this greatness, from this whole state, this whole status.
It's for the time being you're given this, but you'll need to develop greatness without any attitude towards, any relationship towards the pleasure. Moscow 6.
Связан с группой, не видя за этим Творца, это наслаждает его или нет?
Rav, even if I'm connected to the group and I don't see the Creator behind it, does that give him pleasure, contentment?
Contentment is something very abstract. You can receive it, you can feel it from many directions. Who knows? It could be in order to receive, in order to bestow. It can be mixed. In the beginning, you can't really distinguish it. That's why I'm telling you, if you want to know where is the boundary between corporeality and spirituality, it's only in the group. If you want to do good to the friend, and this becomes the most precious thing for you, then know that in this way you also relate to the Creator, but first to the friends. This is a big barrier indeed, and there's no choice. If we want to enter spirituality, we must relate to reality in this way.
Tel Aviv 1.
Who's there? Ephraim.
Tel Aviv 1.
Tel Aviv 1.
Does this mean that there's a prevention to enjoy things like a good movie or things that are not necessities?
I heard half the question.
I'm asking, you answered the friend from Holland about partial faith and complete faith. Does it mean that in a corporeal way, what's not necessary, let's say going to watch a good movie, is that considered incorrect that I have partial faith or the corporeal things of this kind? Then
it says nothing if you're going or not. What is the intention? That's how you measure things. What do you care if your feet are going somewhere or not? Who's leading your feet? Ask about that. Okay, well, let's ask PT-19.
Tzvika!
Tzvika, did you want to ask anything? How can it be? No, okay, nice. Come to the end of correction. Well, I think there was a question.
PT-34. It's written in the article that before a person receives the will to bestow from the Creator, what does it mean to have faith above reason?
We learned about this yesterday and the day before. What is faith above reason? Enter those articles, learn it, try to find in you this connection above religion, where I have religion and I go above it.
It says we have to believe above reason, and that's before we receive repentance. What does it mean to have faith above reason?
Faith is a feeling. PT
25. Hello, Rav. With regards to thoughts of self-reception, how can you identify these thoughts?
Again.
In the work in the 10, what are thoughts of self-reception? How can you identify them?
Until at least I can find myself, feel myself in the friends, at least that I want to be with their thoughts and their desires, not with mine. And I'm like a machine that uses its intellect, its feeling to do what they want. And then it's considered that I'm integrated in them, incorporated in them. PT
23. He writes in the article something that really shows us how our work comes to the reaches the thoughts and desires of the whole world. He writes that the world is like a scale. If our actions rise to the Creator, Malchut is ascending and self-reception is descending, meaning that the aspect of Israel in the person rules them, their thoughts and desires of the nations of the world. It's amazing. The question is, what does it mean that we work in a way that the deeds will rise to the Creator? I'm an egoist. I always think about my own benefit.
You're thinking only about yourself. You have to be integrated with your group. And with your group together, you have to be incorporated in the Creator. You have to be a pioneer in leading all of reality with your group. Behind your group, you're pulling all of reality forward. You connect in this tendency with other groups. In short, there's work to be done. as much as possible and try to feel in this work that the Creator is walking still before you. That as much as you're trying to walk forward and break forward, the Creator is walking before you and is clearing the path for you. Chaver. The question of Chaver.
Good morning, Rav.
Good morning.
Can we say that partial faith is chafetz chesed, delighted in mercy, bestowing in order to bestow, and complete faith is a state of receiving in order to bestow, or complete righteous
in order to receive? Yes, you're right. What do we have left here? 29. Go ahead.
Can we say that in the same way we need to direct everything to the Creator and none else besides Him, we also have to have the greatness of the group?
The greatness of the group, the greatness of the 10, are things that have to be before me all the time, otherwise I don't advance. I can't. My entrance to spirituality, my perception in spirituality, my existence in spirituality, it's all on the level of my 10 in my eyes and the level of the global group of Bnei Baruch in my eyes. And look what's happening today. Look how the Creator is growing the importance of the 10 of the world group by giving us the ability to understand where we are, what's happening in the world, what massive substantial changes the world is undergoing in its history, historic, really. Look what it's doing with us. And only our group understands, feels what's going on, what's happening, and can advance and understand more and more. Where do you see that? Show me which other group, religious, secular, doesn't matter, understands what's going on with it. And they're inside this virus and they cannot get their head out of it. That's why you need to be also a little prideful, and his heart grew higher in the work of the Creator. We merited this, and that's why we have to do it. We have to have this privilege should become a part of our progress and purity. We have what to be proud of, but it's obligating us. Latin 7.
No, Javier.
Javier.
Esta pregunta la trabajamos en conjunto con la decena. Y la pregunta es, ¿entendemos que...?
This question was composed together in the 10. And the question is, we realize that working for the sake of the Creator is like working for my friends. But how can I know if I truly bring good to my friends?
Ask them. Talk together about it. Are you bringing good to the friends? You need to have a gathering of friends around that and talk. And then you'll see. I think that, yes, as much as I can feel you and you in particular, then yes. You are advancing.
Да, здравствуйте, здравствуйте, дорогой Рав. Вот можно ли сказать?
Hello, dear Rav. Is it possible to say that the beginning of the ladder that we wrote about in the article, that we read about in the article, is this the 10 and it ends at the Creator? And if so, how do we direct this ladder correctly from the ten to the Creator?
Beautiful question, Vlad. Every ascent in each degree in the ladder is when the Creator is clothed in the ten, and you feel Him dwelling among you in the current state. And each time the state changes, meaning you'll get confused, the Creator disappears, the ladder also is missing in action. You find another degree above reason, you want to connect above all the disturbances, and then you wish to again discover the one force, the force of the Creator that exists between you. And that's how you rise to the next degree and the next, so on and so forth. Okay?
Hello.
То есть это сила, то есть мы должны как-то понять между собой, что вот мы ощущаем сейчас вот следующий этап этой силы, которая нас объединяет.
Meaning we have to somehow between us understand that what we're feeling now is the next stage of the force that's connecting us. That's the next level.
The Creator is connecting us in each and every degree. Bulgaria.
Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте. Скажите, пожалуйста, когда я в мысли, я хочу отдавать, но нет и в действии.
Please tell us. In thought, I want to bestow, but in action, I don't really have an opportunity. Where am I going wrong?
You're not wrong. Continue. Maybe even only in thought, but constantly think that you also want to do it in action. Gradually, the thought will bring you closer to the action. As it's written, everything shall be clarified in the thought.
Hello, Rav. The article mentions the scales, but how can you balance it opposite the weight of the shattering?
I don't understand. I can't depict that form you're illustrating.
Well, there's the whole will to receive that needs to be balanced with our faith. And it talks about the scales that can lean to the good side or the bad side. How can we balance the scales?
No. There's a certain confusion in the depiction. Forget about these weights. Forget about the scale. We have a ladder. That's better.
5:24.
Maybe you don't have a question? Latin 2.
Saludos, Rob y Cleo. La pregunta es, Rob, para poder...
Hello, Rob, World Clean. The question is, in order to rise up the ladder, like you told the friends, during this Passover, can we do it only through the ten and the group?
Answer, only. Okay, friends, and now, Niv, we're going to a song and to something.
Yeah, we'll do a song, and then we have selected excerpts about the distancing being a call for nearing.
יש קול שמתעורר מבפנים, מבקש את הטעם שבחיים. האיסורים והמחובים, כל שנות החיים למי אנו מהנים. ואם נקשיב לכל הקריאה, לא נסחף בהבלי הבריאה. נגיע לפתרון החידה על כל הפשעים תכסה אהבה מעשרה עולה תפילה והלב האחד מתמלא עוד היה מעשרה עולה תפילה והלב האחד מתמלא עוד היה במור הבוקר בזמן התפילה זמן של חיבור זמן של בחירה ושיר שעולה ונשמע הולך ונגלה מתוך הדממה החברים עומדים בליבי רואים את כל מה שבנשמתי ואין מרחק בינם לביני אין עוד מציאות הם כל עולמי מעשרה עולה תפילה והלב האחד מתמלא עוד היה מעשרה עולה תפילה והלב האחד מתמלא עוד היה מעשרה מתמלא עוד היה מהסרה